Welcome to the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program. I'm your host, James Renford Powell, author of the Renford books, and in particular, the Laws of Material Wealth, which is now a book, a workbook with 5 exercises per chapter, 4 DVDs. There is an introductory CD. If you email me, I am Renford, I-A-M-R-E-N-F-O-R-D, at gmail.com. I'll see that you get the introductory CD. There's also 54 lessons that were provided for those who were registered by email, and then the 54 shows that covered each one of those emails. And those shows are still available. You can go to Blog Talk Radio, B-L-O-G-T-A-L-K, blogtalkradio.com/Renford. Go to the archives section and go all the way back, and you can find week 1, week 2, all the way through to week 54. And if you'd like further information, I'll be happy to get it for you. My guest tonight is Dan Lorman. And Dan and his wife Shannon head a metaphysical group here in Memphis, Tennessee. They sponsor speakers and healers and educators, and people then go for those sessions with them. Dan has been a counselor for 30-plus years, and since his retirement is focused on metaphysical subjects and on his healing, and I'll give you a more complete introduction of Dan when we finish the Renford Revelations blog this evening. If you have anyone who would like to listen to the show but are not online, don't have a computer or whatever, you can call in on 347-838-9142. That's 347-838-9142. If you'd like to ask a question of myself or my guest, Dan Lorman, all you have to do is press the 1 button on your touchtone dial, and that'll flag me to bring you in for your question. And feel free to do so anytime during the show. We'd love to have you call in. We will talk a little bit more about some of the things that you can get and find on the I Am Core website. That's IAM-COR.org, and the Blog Talk Radio and YouTube. In fact, my guest, Dan Lorman, has been a guest on the Core Concepts series, which is available on YouTube. So after the show, anytime that you'd like, you can go and see what Mr. Lorman looks like and how he operates, because he had people come up to the front and that he worked with in that particular show. So, and I thought that it was quite good. So you might want to do that. All right. Tonight, the Renford Revelation, the blog, is entitled Cults. And I hear this thrown around so much, especially in the Bible Belt here. Because if you're not Orthodox Catholic, Baptist, Methodist, Church of Christ, etc., you frequently will find yourself in the cult category. And normally when I think of cults, I think of those that have been dangerous. I think of Jim Jones and some of the other situations that have got a lot of publicity. But anyway, this is my thoughts on cults. This is a term thrown about by Orthodox Catholics and Orthodox and traditional Protestants. It is generally used as part of a derogatory statement, meaning a group that does not follow the true faith and is a little off the wall in their approach to Christian religion or in any established religion. It is generally used as a negative classification. For instance, for Southern Baptists, the following denominations would be considered cults: the Church of Christ, Church of Jesus Christ of the Latter-day Saints, And of course, the Mormons are now about the eighth largest religious body in the United States. The Seventh-day Adventists, the Unity Movement, the Nazarenes, all of these would be considered cults. The Assemblies of God and Church of God, formerly referred to as holy orders, comes under the radar to some degree because they're so large in numbers. After all, their doctrine is not so far off. It is just their lack of decorum and exuberance that the traditional churches find questionable. Let us take the time to do a little foundational research. Look at the dictionary definition of the word cult. Quote, a particular system of religious worship with reference to its rites and ceremonies, a group that devotes itself to or venerates a person, ideal, or fad, a religion or sect considered to be false, unorthodox, or extremist. That's from Random House Webster's College Dictionary, newly revised. Also, a system of religious beliefs and rituals, devotion to a person, idea, or thing. A religion regarded as unorthodox or spurious. This is Webster's Ninth New Collegiate Dictionary. A particular system of religious worship with reference to its rites and ceremonies. An instance of great veneration of a person, ideal, or thing. As manifested by a body of admirers, a group or sect bound together by veneration of the same thing, person, idea. A group having a sacred ideology and a set of rites centering around their sacred symbols. A religion or sect considered to be false, unorthodox, or extremist, with members often living outside the conventional society. And boy, if that's a cult, then virtually everybody's a cult, right? Under the direction of a charismatic leader. A religion or religious sect generally considered to be extremist or false, with its followers often living in an unconventional manner under the guidance of an authoritarian, charismatic leader. Obsessive, especially faddish devotion to or veneration for person, principle, or thing. A system or community of religious worship and ritual. The formal means of expressing religious reference, religious ceremony, and ritual. And the definitions kind of go on and on. A cult is also a religious group held together by a dominant, often charismatic individual or by the worship of a divinity, an idol, or some other object. That's dictionary.com. Now, there are a lot of descriptions here, so we need to condense these definitions where we can easily note exactly what a cult is in one sentence. That's where my objective is. This way, we can recognize them when we see them on television, hear them on the radio, or come across these bad guys in real life, God forbid. A summary statement of these definitions could read as follows. A cult is a religious group held together by a dominant and often charismatic individual that worships a divinity. They are often devoted to and venerate a person, principle, or thing, and express religious dedication in rituals and ceremonies. A cult will be regarded by others as unorthodox or spurious. The reader may be having a hard time with this, and you can get these blogs by going to iam-core.org/blog. That's the virtual campus of the Institute of Applied Metaphysics. So you just go there and type in iam-core.org, and all of the blogs have been up there and go up each week after the reading. All right. In fact, I think they go up before. So the reader may be having a hard time with this one, so I'll try to define the word even further. A cult is a system of religious worship with reference to its rites and ceremonies. It devotes itself to or venerates a person, ideal, fad, etc. Using this definition, the Catholic Church, major Protestant denominations, and of course evangelical churches such as Southern Baptist and Church of Christ would fall into this category. They all have dominant and charismatic leaders, though they more frequently refer to them as dynamic. They are all devoted to the veneration of Jesus and worship Jesus as the Son of God. They all have rituals and ceremonies used in worship. They will all look upon other denominations and the Catholic faith as spurious, otherwise there'd be no need for their own denomination. So why are all these traditional types pointing the finger at other groups and calling them cults, when they very clearly fit the description of a cult? Potts have always call the kettles black, but this is really strange behavior for those calling themselves Christians. You are not a cult as long as you are the same denomination as the one you are talking to. It is always the other guy who is a different group, who does things and accepts beliefs a little different from the one designating the other as a cult. Now we're beginning to get a proper definition of cult. A cult is any group other than your own who does not accept your interpretation of the scriptures, but has a system of worship with rites and ceremonies that is devoted to the veneration of Jesus. Further, a cult is any group that has charismatic leaders other than your own that you can call spurious because they do not follow what you consider to be the orthodox teachings of Christianity. Now we have it. This is as clear as the nose on your face. How could anyone be confused about the question of what a cult is? All you have to do is stay in your own church and point the finger at everyone else. And that's my blog for this evening. My guest, Daniel C. Lohrman, has been a teacher and a professional certified counselor for over 32 years. He is a master practitioner of energy psychology healing modalities and offers private sessions for eliminating allergies and phobias, health issues, accelerating weight loss, alleviating anxiety and depression, eliminating smoking habit, creating success in sports and schools, and this is for students of all ages. He deals with grief and many other issues. Dan has helped thousands of adults, students, and children with a variety of emotional and physical issues. He holds a master's degree in counseling and theology and has received advanced training in hypnotherapy, neuro-linguistic programming, emotional freedom technique, landmark education work in transformational technologies, and psyche. And having all of these tools, he believes that he's able to help people quicker and more effectively, and I think that it may be very much the case. Welcome to the show, Dan.
Thanks, Jim.
So this, of all these tools that you have, what do you find the most common? What do you use mostly?
What I do is, we start with a person's learning style because some people are, internally more physical learners or visual learners or auditory learners. And so, you can pick that up pretty quickly. And the different techniques that I've learned work very well with different learning styles. How I determine that is I start off each session with something called muscle testing, and it only takes 5 minutes. Your body has an intelligence that's just remarkable. You are connected. Each person's connected to the World Wide Web as you speak, with the whole universe. So all that knowledge is available, but no one really ever taught us how to tap into it. If you look at traditional counseling, which we've all been through, it hasn't been very successful for most people. In fact, the latest statistics estimate about less than 10% effectiveness with that. And the reason is because they're just working on somebody's conscious mind. So, you talk about the problem, you understand it, but the problem doesn't go away because the problem is located in our subconscious mind. And we're not really trained unless, we're Freudian and we do hypnotherapy. So these techniques that I've been teaching and promoting are fast and easy because 90% of our power, 95% of our access to our emotions and feelings and our beliefs are stored in the subconscious. So that's why I think it's really important that these energy psychology techniques start getting out. You're not going to learn it in graduate school or PhD school. You got to spend a lot of money to get trained in these techniques. And so that's what my goal is really to teach, to communicate, and show, I love working with other therapists and counselors. showing them how to eliminate a phobia in 10 minutes or an allergy or even major depression in less than an hour. So that's kind of unheard of. And it takes a while for people to wrap their head around it because traditionally most people think that change is very slow. Well, that's not the case at all. Our brain is a one trial give and take, and you know, we can get a phobia in 5 seconds and the brain will remember that forever. So these techniques that that you mentioned are very, very powerful, and they really give people the power to access their own intelligence, ask what they need to do, and get the problem solved.
Do you have regular scheduled classes and training in any of these various?
Yes, I just finished three classes in the spring on NLP, and I'll be doing more of that in the fall. So far, NLP for me is the love of my life. I learned it from when I was a counselor at a Jesuit school. The Jesuits really paid for my education for NLP, and it's really the blueprints to how your brain works. Tony Robbins,
Neuro
Fortune.
This for the listeners. This is neuro linguistic programming. When he says
yes.
NLP, he's talking about neuro linguistic programming. You want to tell the listeners a little bit about it?
Sure. It was developed by two men who basically took 3 or 4 years studying all the top therapists, Virginia Satir, Gregory Bateson, Milton Erickson. And they were a computer programmer and a linguist, and basically they were able to find out internally how people operate. And so the brain acts very much like a computer. And 80% of all our beliefs are downloaded before we're 5 years old. So our whole life is basically given to us in the first 5 years, and then our conscious mind develops, and then we start making decisions about ourselves. We go to school, we start comparing ourselves to other people, and beliefs are created. Now, most of our beliefs that were created that are unhealthy were done so in a painful emotional state. You know, we were always told, don't make a major decision when you're upset. But unfortunately, we as human beings make a lot of our beliefs when we're upset. Then they go underground, and then they operate until we're dead, basically. So NLP is literally about accessing your subconscious. And they call them basically you're accessing submodalities. So, for instance, I worked with a lady who had she was having panic attacks watching TV with her husband. And I sat down with her. We found out that what she was doing subconsciously is seeing herself in every murder scene on TV. Now, you know, we could have spent 10 sessions figuring out why she did that. But in NLP, you don't do that. You just fix the problem. So for her, you can't be afraid with something if you're playing internal funny music. So basically, I had her play circus music in the background, and it broke it. It broke the stimulus response. She was fine. 3 days later, she called me back and said, Dan, there's just one problem. I can't quit laughing. So we did a little bit of work over the phone, and we fixed it. So when you're really working with the subconscious, you're accessing kind of the hard drive of your computer, and you're changing the program. And NLP basically is about how you do that.
And how does that differ from, say, hypnotherapy, because you're a hypnotherapist as well?
Yeah, hypnotherapy is kind of old-fashioned. It takes, you know, it's mostly directed toward the hypnotherapist. The hypnotherapist is offering suggestions, you know, first to relax, then to, through storytelling, trying to access the subconscious that way. And it can take, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 sessions of hypnotherapy to work, whereas NLP, you access the subconscious directly. You set up communication with it, and you ask it a whole bunch of questions. everything that happens to us in life, every behavior has a purpose from a subconscious point of view. Why we get cancer, why we get the phobia, why we have an allergy, why, it all makes sense if you understand and ask the subconscious when it began and would it be willing to come up with a new way to get the behavior it wants. Let's say, for instance, you start smoking when you're 10. Well, the purpose of that cigarette for a lot of kids was to belong. And so the subconscious thought, wow, this is pretty cool. And so it won't give that up unless you offer the substitute for belonging. So the subconscious will literally tell you, you know, what the answer is. It wants you to smoke, and a lot of people's because, it relaxes them. So one of the problems with working with smokers is if you take the cigarette away, then you have to deal with the anger, the frustration. And so that's what you do in NLP. When it comes to the emotional freedom technique, Gary Craig, the founder, he says that 80% of all our illnesses, it has an emotional component to it. And so these techniques, NLP, EFT, Psyche, access what the feeling is that's been suppressed. Once you do that, you have magic. You basically can get rid of the energy very quickly. One of the most wonderful things I did with kids is an anger exercise. You know, we don't train ourselves to express anger very well. In fact, we're asked to shut it in, keep it in, and not communicate it. And for boys especially, it's tough. And so a lot of times what I basically would do is say, well, close your eyes, go into the feeling. You know, it's a very intense feeling. They can feel their hands balling up, wanting to hit the locker. And the subconscious doesn't know what's real or what's not real. So you can have that child, maybe he's mad at his father or a teacher. You can basically have that child see that teacher and express everything. And it's almost like doing exercising. So with a kid, and I give him permission. I say, you know, this is your imagination. You're not hurting anybody. But give yourself permission to let this monster out and destroy the world. Well, what's interesting is that you give a kid permission to do that. After about 5 minutes, the anger is completely gone. And then when the anger is gone, they can begin to see things clearly. And then you have the conversation. Okay, so let's see it from your father's point of view. And now they can because they're not angry anymore. So the techniques from energy psychology, I would say offer about 95 to 99% effectiveness for everything, Jim.
Now, emotional freedom technique, you mentioned that the founder of that said that about 85% had an emotional connection, but earlier you said something that made me think that almost all mental, that our thinking, period, has an effect
yes.
on our physical. Could you speak Correct. To that?
Sure. One of my heroes in the medical field is Bruce Lipton, and what he says, and I agree 100%, is that the secret to life is all about beliefs. Whatever you believe in, and we don't know what we believe in, basically, it's operating subconsciously, but those beliefs never go away, and they basically determine how old we're going to be, what we're going to die from, if we're going to be successful in the relationship, if we're going to have money. It's all basically tied into our childhood. And one of the coolest techniques in NLP that I have people do is accessing their inner child. People go, what do you mean, inner child? I say, you have an inner child within you, and if you allow yourself to get in touch with that child, you'd be very surprised to find out that they're not healed, that they're upset, they're angry, still. Within the memories of that child. And so what you can have a person do is go back and basically mentor their inner child, be a guide to them, be a teacher to them, and redo things in their life. You know, it's almost like, you know, you're a movie director, you have this movie, you grew up, you have this family, and you don't like it. Well, go back and change it. Again, the subconscious doesn't know what's real or what's not real. Whatever the subconscious sees, it creates as reality. That's why in hypnosis, you can do some incredible things with people. Once they visualize it, the body will just, it's like the placebo effect. It'll make it come true. Whether it be numbing the hand, whether it be strength, whatever you want, whatever your subconscious sees, come true. And what's really validating all this work now is quantum physics. We're finally understanding that consciousness is the key to life or everything. And that's where the medical profession and the psychological association has really missed the point. They haven't included this energy of consciousness, especially the subconscious and what I would say our superconscious mind. You know, we all have glimpses of our superconscious mind. You know, some days you just know the phone's going to ring and you know who it is. Or you just have a feeling that something's wrong with your brother or your sister. Well, those messages are powerful, are wonderful. And what I think we really need to start doing, Jim, is having people access that power within themselves. You know, why not ask your subconscious, your higher self, what the problem is, what I should do? With muscle testing, basically you can ask any question you've ever wanted. Should I drink more water? Should I have more beef? Should I be a vegetarian? Your body knows 100% what to do. And so that's what my goal is to teach people that they already have an intelligence within them. You know, when I work with people, I really tell them I don't do anything. You know, they're doing all the work. I'm just kind of showing them a couple doors to go through. And so once a person can open that door and go, wow, I didn't know I can do that with my mind, they now have a tool that they never lose. And that's what I really love about this work.
Dan, you mentioned that everyone has this child within, but does not everyone also have that adolescent within and that young adult within, the different layers
that you have to deal with? But the adolescent is still reacting to the inner child. My experience, Jim, is that the inner child, you know, Einstein said the most important question in life is asking yourself, is the universe friendly or not? And so we determine at a very young age whether we can trust people, whether the world is safe, whether you're okay, whether I'm okay. And that sets the foundation for our teen years. That sets our relationship with any, you know, relationships that we have. So it's really the inner child, those formative years from 5 really to 7, that are the most important. They make the biggest difference.
Well, we're very close to the top of the hour here, and I'd like to take a few moments and get your contact information.
Sure.
If you have a website, email address, if they should call you for consultation first or email you, just let us have that the best way to contact you.
My website is danlorman.com, and let's see, it's really easy, you know, danlohrman.com. I have a lot of information there. I have some testimonials from children and adults, and I'm really looking, really, what I want to do is really, I want to do workshops for other therapists and counselors and teachers and personal coaches, so. But individually,
So that's if you're a life coach now or a healer now in any modality, they could contact you for ways to round that out and to make what they do more powerful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Even a parent, you know, parents who want to do the best for their children, you know, students getting F's and they want them to start getting A's. Well, there's a reason for the F, and consciously they're not going to get the answer, but subconsciously it makes perfect sense why a child fails. Jim, our brains are more powerful than any supercomputer ever made. And so it's ridiculous that we don't learn very fast. We learn very fast in the first 5 years, but after that it goes downhill because of the beliefs that we have about ourselves and what we can and can't do.
So who gets in the way after five? Now, I've heard this all of my life, even in religions. They say, I know the Catholic Church said, if you give us a child that he's 5 years old, he'll always be a Catholic.
That seems
to be a very important those 5 years.
It's critical. And then after that, we become our worst enemy, Jim. We make the decisions about what we can and can't do. Nobody else. Maybe somebody said it to us, but we write the words on the wall, and once they're on our subconscious wall, they never go away. So
I just want to make sure we got the email and other contacts here before we get off talking and forget about it.
Sure. Yeah, again, it's janlorman.com. They can use my personal email. It's dlorman@aol.com, too. You can go that route.
Uh-huh. dlorman.com. And do you take calls or?
Sure.
Or you
absolutely
prefer to deal only through the email?
No. You can call me at area code 901-483-7525. And we can do a consultation over the phone.
Okay. Now, I'm sorry I had to interrupt there, but I was afraid we'd get away and not get all that information out for folks. And they can get quite a bit of information from the website.
Yes.
And that's
yes.
L-O-H, folks, not L-O-R. L-O-H-R-M-A-N.
Right.
So the classes that you just finished, were these working with people who had problems, or were these classes with coaches and energy workers and
all of the above, Jim? With
the
metaphysical groups, yeah. I have an email list of about 1,500 people in the area, so I sent out a general email, and I had about 35 people respond, and so they just came to the class, and each class was really unique because we did a lot of personal work. So not only do you learn how to use your own brain, but you start getting rid of those allergies or that depression or that anxiety. And it's pretty remarkable when it can happen in 10 or 15 minutes. So that's what's kind of fun about it.
And what is transformational technologies?
Well, I was lucky enough, I was studying for the priesthood at the time, and I did something called the EST training by Werner Erhard, and it just blew me away, and he kind of folded after he got kind of hit with Scientology, and then it became Landmark Education Corporation. So I spent many, many years getting trained from their technology, and it's just brilliant stuff. It's some of the most powerful 3 days you could spend is doing the Landmark Forum. You just really go through and see how you made everything up. You made everything up about your father, your mother. It's all your personal story. And since you made it up, you can make another story up. And so it's in 3 days, you really look at your whole life and you come out very empowered. And so I incorporate a lot of that in my work with people.
It reminds me of the book I read years ago called Celestine Prophecy, where he talks about the dramas that we create.
Yes,
to
yes,
live,
I remember
live and operate in.
Yeah. And so we have lost our power. We've given it to the medical profession, the psychological association. We've given it to religious leaders. And for me, Jim, the power is inside. God is within, and we don't have to go outside ourselves to find the answers. They're all there, right inside of us. So that's my message.
So each of the systems that you utilize are all geared toward the same thing: finding the answers within.
Yes, and self-empowerment. You know, when you can turn, you can learn 10 or 15 minutes to change a new belief, one from one that you didn't even know you had, that you didn't remember, but when you were 6 years old, you went into an old house and, you know, you had the thought, oh, my God, I'm never going to be happy. And that stuck, and then your whole life turns out to be an unhappiness, and you realize that it makes the bell goes off, oh, that's what I did. I made that decision when I was 6 years old. How about that? And then you can we can go back and change it.
Now, you the way that you do the change, the transformation, could you talk a little bit about emotional freedom technique, how you go about this process to impress
sure.
it on the mind, the subconscious of the individual?
Yeah. The body goes into two directions, the relaxation response or the stress response. And we've known already from acupuncture, that the healing arts of China, that for you know thousands and thousands of years, that if you have an emotional issue in your life, it creates a blockage. So they see the body as an energy system. And when something traumatic happens, it's like we hold our breath or, you know, we hold an emotion in, and that begins to cause a block in the energy field. And so, you know, you can in the EFT process, you don't use needles. You tap on things, and you tap by telling the truth. So let's say you have a headache, and so I'd have you start tapping on your karate chop point, and you would say basically, even though I have this headache, I deeply and I completely love and accept myself anyway. And while you're tapping on the meridian point, you're sending a message to your subconscious to relax. And you're going into the relaxation response. Well, that's when the body heals. And so after 4 or 5 minutes, you know, your headache is completely gone. But then it almost sometimes comes in layers. When you're working with physical pain, you might start with the headache, but then the goal is looking for what's the emotion behind that pain. And then when you start accessing, oh, I'm frustrated, oh, I'm angry, then you switch and you start tapping on the anger. Even though I'm angry, I'm still okay. Even though I'm upset, I deeply, fully love and accept myself. So it's you're basically sending a message to your subconscious that it's okay. You don't have to go into fight or flight response, which is killing us, Jim. The fight or flight response is the biggest enemy for kids and adults. And a lot of us are in perpetual fight or flight response. And the cortisol levels go up, and it ruins us. So the emotional freedom technique is beautiful because you begin to relax your whole body, and you begin to allow the emotions to come up and complete. So you're really saying, you're giving the person permission to say, you know, anything they want. But while they're tapping something, it's like a magic button, it just begins to dissolve the energy. And then your energy system goes back into balance. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes. And the only one that we haven't covered that I had listed for you is Psyche. Can you tell people
sure.
a little bit about Psyche?
Rob Williams developed it about 20 years ago, and he kind of like it channeled information. When, you know, he was doing one thing in psychology, and it wasn't working, and so he said, I'm quitting. And then he got this image. And it was a picture of something in Psyche. So basically Psyche is using muscle testing and whole brain exercises to basically reprogram a belief in less than 15 minutes. So, for instance, let's say you have a belief. You think you love your parents, right? Well, you muscle test and you get an L for that. So you go, I wonder what's there. So I want to love my parents. So you would get permission from your subconscious and higher self, is it safe and appropriate for me to change this belief? Sometimes, Jim, you get an L. Sometimes there's life lessons for us in that, you know, on a higher level, we need to go through those. Our higher self won't take those away from us. We have to learn the lesson the hard way. But a lot of times we can change beliefs that don't serve us anymore. And so, there's tons of different techniques in Psyche, but one that I use is called the New Balance exercise, where basically you're locking yourself in a whole brain state, and you're basically repeating the new beliefs, and you're internalizing. It's almost like a tennis match, you know. No, it's not. Yes, it is. And then all of a sudden, after about 10 or 15 minutes, your body completely relaxes, and the new belief is installed. And then you measure it through muscle testing, and your life has been changed in 15 minutes.
Now, you're conducting these classes, so if anyone would like to get on, if you're a practitioner of any of these modalities or you're working in the area or even just want to learn, you can go to danlorman.com. That's www.com. www.danlorman.com. And find out about some of these classes that are being offered. And
There's a way to contact me on that website and just say, hey, Dan, I'm interested in classes. Give me your phone number and I'll call you up and let you know what the deal is.
Yeah. And, of course, he's already given you his number, 901-483-7525, if you'd like to ask him about classes or... Tell us a little bit about your monthly meetings. Now, you're having monthly get-togethers where you invite speakers and practitioners and various people.
Yeah, it's been really cool. I know you were at one where we had a medical intuitive come in, and she did five-minute readings. Saturday, we're having a lady who's into holistic gardening, so... She's going to teach. She's going to basically take an hour and a half, and there's something new about it that she's going to do. One session we had a video from this lady from Africa who does animal communicating, and it was just fantastic. I'm going to be doing an introduction on energy psychology in September. But the list goes on. We have about 45 people in the group. And it's really opened up to, hey, you know something, why don't you come and share it with everybody? And it's free. We do a potluck that starts at 11:30. So 11:30 this Saturday, I live in Germantown. If you're interested, just phone me or email me, and I can send you directions. And it's just open. It's just like-minded people that just wanted to get together and share what they know. It might be metaphysical or it might be... food-wise, or, you know, we have a lady who's going to be an acupuncturist to talk about that. So it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
And your wife is very active with you. Shannon's very active with this program, too.
Absolutely. You know, reason we came to Memphis was because she got her dream job at St. Jude's Children's Hospital. And, you know, unfortunately... she doesn't get to do all these energy psychology techniques there. So she comes to the classes. She's getting to be an expert herself, and she's got a lot of stories that she can tell. So we're kind of a great team together.
And I have seen you in you were on Core Concepts. I don't know if you were able to go view that yourself, but
I did.
Is that a good representation of what you do with your private sessions?
Kind of. The man that I work with had a very extreme case, and so a lot of times I only see a client for one session, but in his case, I wish I could have done a follow-up, and I wish he could have, you know, it was a basic brain issue for him, and you know, I didn't have the time that I wanted to spend with him. And so I think he got something out of it. But with something like that, you know, two or three sessions, I think I would have recommended for him.
Mm-hmm. And the session on Saturday lasts, what, about two and a half hours?
Yeah, 11:30, we have a potluck until 12:15, and then, you know, for about an hour and a half, depending on the speaker, and questions and answers, you know. Sometimes we just show a movie. We show the movie The Matrix, Living Matrix, which has all the new information from quantum physics and how healing actually takes place. So a lot of people have videos like that they just pop in and we watch it for an hour. So lots of cool information.
Now you are working on a book, I believe.
Yes, I'm putting all this stuff in a book. And I started it when I came here to Memphis, where went really strong. But then I just had a feeling to stop and start teaching and seeing clients more. But now, internally, my higher self is saying it's time to finish that book. Unfortunately, Jim, what controls graduate schools and information and medical schools is the pharmaceutical companies. So I've been a little hesitant to publish the book. I don't want to become a target because it's really going to put a lot of companies out of business, and it's going to change the way medicine is actually operated. Doctors don't really look at the whole energy equation and how our consciousness affects our health. And when they start embracing it, they have never had a 5 or 10 minutes talk on it. You know, the whole concept of the placebo, which is incredible information, that the placebo in every drug study gets about the same result as the actual pill. But that they never tell people that. So literally that's, you know, when you believe in something that powerful, your mind makes it come true. It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. So I'm going to finish the book. It's going to have hundreds and hundreds of exercises for people to do, whether it be phobias or allergies or depression or anxiety, even cancer. Believe it or not, cancer is actually pretty easy to cure once you find out the purpose of the cancer. And for the clients that I've worked with, once they discover, it's like a light. Oh my God! I can see why I have a cancer. My body was trying to teach me something here, and I wasn't learning the lesson. Dr. Bernie Siegel in Love, Medicine, and Miracles. He wanted to find out why people went into remission, and he found out that those that did started to express themselves, started to do things that they loved to do. It changed their life, and they allowed themselves to start communicating and speaking, allowing their feelings to come out. Once they did that, the body went into the relaxation response and healed itself. And so, you know, that's what we can find out with people with cancer. It's not an accident. And, yes, you created it. You don't know how you did, but with these techniques, you can find out, and you can get your power back. You don't have to be a victim to your body, and as Bruce Lipton says, we're not really a victim of our heredity. We don't really have to go along with our genes. They're reprogrammable. We can reprogram anything, and he's actually got some beautiful books and tapes on that. If you wanted to check him out on the internet, he's making a huge difference in the medical field, a little at a time.
I was going to say, you're talking about putting companies out of business. That's a very powerful machine there between the pharmaceuticals and the hospitals and so forth and so on. So it's unlikely any of them will be going out of business anyway soon. It's just important that people find out there are alternatives, there are solutions.
Yes. And don't get me wrong, I think we're going to have to keep, I want to work with the, you know, we need the medical profession, you know, we need that. But I think we can also, Einstein said that we're missing half the equation. And, you know, we're not, it's not a Newtonian world where the body is just a machine. There's a whole other side called energy, or what he called the field, that controls all particles. And so the more we understand consciousness, the more we understand belief systems, the more we understand how suppressing emotions over 20, 30, 40 years affects us, we can begin to release that emotional stuff, and our body will naturally go back into a healing state.
Now, is there a place that people who would like to know more about the advancements beginning with, I guess, beginning with Einstein there, which are taking us away from the Newtonian view of the Earth, which is, I guess, like the mechanical, like body parts that you take out one, you replace it just like you would on your car.
Right. I would recommend going to Bruce Lipton. Again, he does a wonderful job in helping us understand. And what he's basically pioneering is something called epigenetic control, which means basically control above the gene. So what controls above the gene? Well, it's our consciousness, it's our belief system, it's our environment. So with stem cell, he was the first to start working with stem cells 30 years ago, and he realized that you take a unhealthy stem cell and put it in a healthy environment, it gets healthy, and vice versa. And he's done a lot of studies, Jim, where, well, for instance, 60 Minutes had a special with a professor, doctor up at Harvard, who studied the placebo effect with depression medication. And after 30 years, he came to this conclusion that the placebo had the same result as the depression medication, but without the side effects. And then what we're finally realizing, Jim, is that that's true for all drugs. And so, remember I told you that Father Ralph Metz, this Jesuit I was having lunch with in 1985, he was basically saying, Dan, I can give myself my own pain medication without the pain medication using NLP. And I also healed my back. And so, again, there's some powerful. Our bodies are incredibly powerful. We just need to be given the cookbook, the instruction manual. Once we have those simple instructions, boy, we have power back in our life.
Dan has mentioned several times Bruce Lipton, and Bruce Lipton was a cellular biologist, a fellow at Stanford. And as where his research took place, his book is a best-known book, I guess. I don't know if he's got another one or not. It's The Biology of Belief. And
yes.
You can look that up, The Biology of Belief. In fact, this
And you can actually access it on YouTube. He has an hour video on that book, and you can get it for free.
Yeah. The book or just the hour video?
The video.
Yeah, the I attended a lecture that he did there for a couple of days at Christian Brothers University some years ago, and I would get there at 8 o'clock, and he'd already have a group around him, and he'd be talking. And then we would go to lunch in the cafeteria at 12:30 or so, and he'd be talking when we left. And then we came back from lunch, he would be talking. And then when I'd left at 4 or 5 o'clock or 6, whatever time we left, he was still talking. So he has a tremendous
passionate
amount of energy and dedication.
Yeah. I love the man. I haven't met him personally. I hope to do that soon. But he's one of my heroes.
The first material I had of his was his notes. He provided us notes for that lecture series, and that's basically the book Biology of Belief. I mean, he of course expanded on it, but it was good, and I actually have that as one of the courses in the second level of the Institute of Applied Metaphysics. I want to invite you to go to www.iam-cor.org and view the virtual campus of the Institute of Applied Metaphysics. You can see all 3 degree levels, all the courses, which books are used, and you'll find that the Biology of Belief is in the second level. And just check it out. There are 3 free e-books, and you go there and you pick up on those e-books. Also, as mentioned earlier, go to danlorman.com and check his website for the material that he has available, so you'll have some idea of the classes and maybe a better idea of his monthly meeting as well. Dan, where do you go from here? What is the, in our closing moments, tell us where you see things going and where it's going to go for Dan Lorman.
Well, Jim, my goal, and I've never had a waking vision before, but I had one before I came to Memphis 5 years ago. I saw myself opening up a remarkable healing center, brought all these modalities together. I happened to see it in Northern California, about around the area of Mount Shasta. So my vision, my dream, and I don't know how long it's going to take, but I'm going to get my book written, and then I'm going to hopefully, once people begin to see that there's an alternative, I'd like to do a lot more teaching, a lot more speaking, and have that center become a reality.
Well, I think you can do it and think you will do it. And from what I've seen of your work and your intent, it's all about intent and expectation. And,
yes.
A clear vision, a clear picture of where you're going. And look forward to the book and having you on the Bookman Show and other TV access that we have, and hearing more about it. Thank you very much for being with us tonight, Dan, on the show. If there's any last message, we need to give it, put it out there. Otherwise, I'm going to use a little bit of time for advertising.
You know, we are not victims, you know. We need to access our power again, Jim. And I think there's some good times ahead for humanity. And so that's my message. Looking forward to the future.
And that's a positive one as opposed to so much negativity you hear out there, folks. So, again, go to Dan Lorman, LOHRMAN.com, and check that out. And thanks again, Dan, for being with us. I would like to invite you to go to YouTube.com and type in Renford Broadcast Network. Renford Broadcast Network. And there you can see six sections. One of them is core concepts, where we invite religious and spiritual leaders to come tell us what they believe, why they believe it, what they're doing about it, and how they came to that belief. And on occasion, we had guests like Dan, and you can also find him there on that site under the core concepts section. Also, the Bookman shows, we are focusing on Memphis authors and do a lot of work with Memphis authors. And each week, one will appear on the Bookman show. This is on Channel 17, Comcast Cable Network, 9:30 on Saturday nights. And we do not have a specialty in books, but we do specialize working with first-time authors to put them in the position of making informed decisions and going through the process so that they know at all times exactly what's going on. So we are doing that, even though the books could be cookbooks to children's books to novels to metaphysical or spiritual-related books. So check us out there on YouTube. Like I said, there's six sections there. And then, of course, on Blog Talk, check out the other shows. There are 11 shows a week. And then come back and be with us next Wednesday night at 8:30. Central Standard Time for another edition of the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program. Good night, everyone. Good night, Dan.
Good night, Jim.